Hey guys, and welcome back to my channel. I'm the ketogenic nutritionist, Temple Stewart, registered dietitian, and ketogenic weight loss specialist. Today, I'm so excited. I'm going to give you my top five tips to help you lose your first 10 pounds. Now, I just want to go ahead and mention these are my foundational keys to weight loss. These are things that I go through with every client, every person I counsel on weight loss, and these are absolutely fundamental in keeping healthy weight, healthy metabolic status, low insulin resistance, very insulin sensitive, keeping chronic diseases at bay. These are critical. So listen up, take notes, pay attention. And if you're not doing these five things, you need to start now. So let's jump in. Number one, prioritize protein. Guys, 99.9% of nutrition problems would be solved if we prioritize proteins. I'm not joking. And what do I mean by protein? I mean real food, whole food protein, chicken, beef, fish, steak, eggs, you name it. Protein is key. It helps kill cravings. It helps keep you satiated in between meals. And I am a fan of protein powders as well. I'll link some of my favorites in the show notes as well. So if you guys want to try a protein powder, I think there's some good ones out there, but the majority of your diet needs to be protein heavy. If you're focusing on protein at every meal, your cravings are going to go away. You're going to feel full in between meals. You're not going to want to snack at night. And the building blocks of everything that goes on your body is going to be met. You need protein. So how much protein should you be aiming for? At least 30 grams per meal. Okay. At least. Now, if you're a very active person or you're doing hard labor throughout the day, like you're doing work in construction, et cetera, you're doing a lot of movement, you may need much more than that. Okay. So that is a very baseline number. 30 grams per meal is the starting block. Prioritize it. What does that look like? That looks like 3 eggs at breakfast. That looks like 5 to 6 ounces of chicken or steak or fish at lunch and dinner. Prioritize protein. I cannot emphasize that enough. So my second tip is going to be quit sugar and flour. Guys, sugar and flour are not your friend. They're not your friend. They're the highest glycemic index, meaning that they raise your blood glucose the most, the quickest, and the longest. Okay. And I know that they're very hard to give up because I know that they're very addicting. Now, I'm not saying you have to be perfect at this. Give it your best shot. Okay. Replace sugar with stevia. I personally love liquid stevia. I use Sweetleaf. It's local. It's an awesome brand. Sweetleaf is great. Liquid stevia, and then you can even use alternative flours. Almond or coconut flour is a good option if you want to switch that out. But if you think of all the foods that are made with sugar and flour, they're not doing your body any good. Breads, chips, cake, candy, pastries, croissants, pancakes, that stuff is not your friend, okay? So get rid of it. Quit sugar and flour. Get it out of your house. Get it out of your pantry. Get it out of your freezer. Get rid of it. It's going to help you in the long run. Now, I'm not saying you can't have alternatives. When I started my journey, my weight loss journey, I got rid of sugar and flour and I kept some things in the house that could kind of satisfy a craving. So I kept really, really dark chocolate in the house. I switched sugar to stevia. That is the way to do it. If you need some alternatives, choose healthy ones. But quitting sugar and flour is a must. It is so crucial for your metabolic health. It is crucial for preventing chronic disease, and sugar and flour is keeping weight on you, guys. It is keeping weight on you. Number three, walk after every meal. There is research article after research article after research article. This is so effective at lowering blood glucose levels and helping your insulin sensitivity. Insulin is the fat storing hormone. You must keep insulin low if you want to lose weight. Period. Period. If you've got insulin resistance, your insulin, your blood glucose is consistently elevated, weight ain't going nowhere. It's not. So walking after meals is a fantastic way to keep blood glucose down, to keep your body insulin sensitive. So I pick a meal. It needs to be your largest meal of the day. Go for a 10 to 15 minute brisk walk after it. It will change the game for you. If you're in a hot climate where this is not always available, just try to do some movement after your meal. What you want to refrain from is just sitting, plopping down on the couch after a meal and not moving. If you can go for a walk after your largest meal, critical. Number four, move dinner up earlier. Eating late at night, contrary to what you hear online, is hurting you, okay? There's a research article that was recently published that compared intermittent fasting in the morning to intermittent fasting in the evening. So skipping breakfast versus skipping dinner. Guess which one had better metabolic benefits? Skipping dinner, moving dinner up earlier paid off. Lower inflammation, higher insulin sensitivity levels, lower blood glucose level, lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides. You name it, moving dinner up paid off in the long run. So move dinner up, see metabolic weight loss improvements. Now, I'm not saying it has to be a crazy adjustment. Just stop eating late. Stop going to the fridge. Stop going to the pantry. Stop doing those late night snacks. They're killing your weight loss gain. They're absolutely destroying your weight loss gain. Close the kitchen and don't go back to it. Don't go to the pantry. Don't go open in that fridge. You're not hungry. You don't need to snack. If your dinners are well and high enough in protein, you shouldn't need a dinner or a late night snack. Move dinner up earlier. My family tries to aim for 4 o'clock. That is goals. You could go earlier if you wanted to, but I'm telling you, move dinner up earlier. Your metabolism will thank you. And then lastly, fill your plate with non-starchy vegetables. Non-starchy vegetables are a great source of vitamins, minerals, and fiber. They will keep you full. Got a lot of protein. You got a lot of non-starchy vegetables. That is ideal. That is ideal. So when you're formulating your plate at home for weight loss, fill half your plate with non-starchy vegetables. Then most of your other plate needs to be protein, guys. So that is my keys to losing your first 10 pounds. You'll likely lose much more following these, but that is how you get this started. This is how you get this kicked off. These are my tips, tricks, and foundational weight loss pillars. Good luck. Let me know how you do in the comment section. If you don't already subscribe to my channel, hit that subscribe button to get all the best weight loss tips and tricks from your local dietitian. I'm happy you're here.